The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Today, we'll talk about what to do in Disney Springs. That's coming up on this episode 161 of WDW Prep to Go. Hello and welcome to WDW Prep to Go, where we talk strategy and ideas for people planning their Disney World trips. I am your host, Shannon Albert from WDWPrepSchool.com and Prep School Travel. Thank you for being here for episode 161. So in a little bit, we are going to talk about Disney Springs because there's lots to talk about. A lot of new things have been created there, and I wanted to go over that. But before we get into that, I have a lot of housekeeping and newsy kind of things to talk about. Every once in a while, I'll do that. Sometimes I try to stay away from news because it makes the podcast a little bit less evergreen, but there are some things I wanted to just mention today for people who are listening to it when it goes up in December. Before we dive into even that, I want to remind you to follow on social media. That includes Twitter, Pinterest, YouTube, Facebook page, Instagram. It's WDW Prep School on all those platforms. And instead of just telling you that, I want to incorporate some things that we have been doing there. Somebody recently asked for suggestions on the Facebook page for sayings that they could put on their holiday or Christmas cards to accompany their Disney picture. And there were several good suggestions. A few of those include joy from the world, wishing you a magical Christmas, and Merry Christmas from our castle to yours. So if you still haven't sent out your cards, we aren't doing them this year, but if you are doing them and you happen to want to use a Disney World trip picture, maybe those sayings will come in handy for you. Anyway, Facebook page is great for lots of discussions like that, and I highly recommend following there if you haven't already. What else? On the housekeeping / news list, first of all, if you have non-Disney questions, please leave me a voicemail on the SpeakPipe line or email Shannon at WDW Prep School, and I will compile those and answer those at the end of the year. You can also leave a SpeakPipe message to be on a trip report in the future if you want. People do that all the time. I check those periodically when I'm looking for new guests, but I get way more voicemails than I can include on the podcast. So if you don't hear back, don't be offended. There's a lot to go through. But if you do want to be considered, go ahead and leave a voicemail on the Speak Pipeline. Information on how to do that is in the show notes. Let's see what else. 12 days of announcements. Disney World just said that they were going to do 12 days of announcements starting Tuesday, December 5th. And they are going to, for 12 days, say different details about things coming up in the parks and on Disney Cruise Line. They said that would include expanding on some of the announcements they made at D23 Expo over the summer, new hotel experience details. So I'm very excited about that. And I think I'll hold off on recording my podcast about what to expect in 2018 because who knows, they probably will give us some more information in some of those announcements. So I would pay attention to those if you are interested. What else? There is a new WDW Prep Amazon shop. Amazon just opened this program, I'm not sure how long ago, but not too long ago, where they allow quote-unquote influencers. Basically, if you have big enough social media following, they allow you to sign up. And what I love about this is that I have different Amazon recommendations all over the place. Yeah, I say it on the podcast, I say it on the site, but this allows me to keep them all in one spot in a shop. And so if you're interested in those, a few of my favorites happen to be external batteries because you don't want your phone to die in the park, expandable foldable fan because it is so hot, especially when you're in line with a bunch of other people, it gets very stuffy. And things like glow sticks that are so much cheaper to buy before your trip, because when you get to Disney World and kids see all the glow things in the parks, they're very expensive to buy there. But if you get that beforehand, you can save a lot of money. Anyway, so I've just put in different things like this in the WW Prep Amazon shop, and it's easy to remember, but even if you don't remember, the link will be in the show notes. So it's amazon.com/shop/WW Prep School. So if you go there, you can see several recommendations. I also put things like the shoes that I wear, because whenever I post pictures, people are always asking me where my shoes are from, the purse that I carry, because it's a perfect park purse, that kind of stuff. So anyway, you can go there and check it out. I mentioned before, I just want to talk about video briefly. I mentioned before that the main topic of these podcasts is now available on YouTube. I set up a camera and just record myself talking about it. And there's slides and pictures and stuff to go along with it. So if you happen to really like YouTube watching videos, the main topic is available there. But it's also, I'm going to be experimenting with a lot more video in the coming months because people just love video. So I'm taking like blog posts from the website and I'm turning them into videos that people can digest in their Facebook feed, Instagram feed, Twitter feed, whatever, that sort of thing. And I'm looking forward to that. What else? Oh, I wanted to mention some recent posts that we have, because there's often a disconnect between people that listen to the podcast and people that visit the website, but we have so much more content on the website. I just wanted to mention, in case it is of interest to you, recently we've written about Starbucks at Disney World, which doesn't seem like it would be that big of a topic, but the fact is that the Starbucks in the parks aren't even called Starbucks. So a lot of times I'll be walking around with my Starbucks drink and somebody will say, "Where'd you get that? Where's Starbucks?" So it's helpful to know, you know, what they're called in the parks. Two of them allow you to order before the park even opens. One of the Disney World locations allows you to order for delivery. They'll bring it right to you wherever you're at. So I just wanted to mention that. So if you are interested in Starbucks at Disney World, you can go and read all the information before your trip. We also have a Disney World maps post where we just compiled maps that we have peppered throughout the site into one post, because a lot of people are Googling Disney World maps. And so we put them all in one convenient place. That includes maps of the parks, of course, but it also includes like the party maps, festival maps, that sort of thing. And lastly, we recently updated the pros and cons of all Disney World resorts. And that's one of the most popular pieces of content on the whole site. It gives pros and cons, obviously, of each resort, but it also says like which room views are available, the size of beds, the maximum number of people in each room. But you can also click off to more details about each resort if you want to get even more information, including how to get to and from that resort anywhere at Disney World, scheduled refurbishments, all the dining options. So we have a lot of information about Disney World resorts on the website if you would like to go check that out. Coming up, we are working on a crowd calendar. And this is by far the most popular thing on the whole website. And we do them by school year. You used to do crowd calendars by year. So crowd calendar for 2013, 2014. But because we use school calendars, dozens and dozens and dozens of school calendars to put together our crowd calendar, we decided to follow a traditional school calendar to make it easier. And it makes more sense for us. And so we now have those school calendars compiled, and we'll be putting out the 2018, 2019 school calendar, crowd calendar. So that'll be coming up soon. And I'll probably do a podcast right after we publish it about the best times to visit Disney World. That'll kind of use the information from that crowd calendar to inform the content of that podcast. Let's see. I think that'll be it for housekeeping and newsy type stuff. So now let's dive into today's main topic. Today, we are going to talk about what to do in Disney Springs. Disney Springs is enormous. It has so much stuff going on. The Disney Springs post, the article that we have on the site, is 3,700 words without dining. So if you add dining, it's, I don't know, thousands more words. It is maybe the biggest thing that we have ever put together on the site, because there's so much to cover. So what I want to talk about today is just kind of an overview of what Disney Springs is and how to plan it for your trip. First of all, let's do some basics.
Disney Springs was called Downtown Disney until about September 2015. And so people, you know, we get Google Analytics that say what people are searching to get to the website. And a lot of people are still searching for Downtown Disney, but is now called Disney Springs and has been now for a couple of years. It's a little bit confusing because Disneyland still has a Downtown Disney, but it is officially called Disney Springs at Disney World. Disney Springs has four separate areas. The first one is called the West Side. That was also a part of Downtown Disney. And this is an area of Disney Springs that features several restaurants, but it also has entertainment available like a bowling alley and movie theater. And those are big places that take up a lot of square footage in the West Side. Secondly, there is the Landing. And if you ever went to Downtown Disney, you may have remembered that there was a section called Pleasure Island, and that is now called the Landing. Pleasure Island had sort of a nightclub adult vibe to it, and it is not like that anymore. The Landing features mostly restaurants that have, many of which have waterfront views there in Disney Springs. Thirdly, Town Center is the only area that's really completely new, and it's also the area I'm most likely to get lost in, because it's still very confusing to me, even though I go every trip. It has tons and tons of new shops and restaurants, and so a lot of the new openings that you hear about are here because there's a lot of space to fill. And finally, Marketplace. It was part of Downtown Disney. It's still part of Disney Springs. It has lots of great shopping, including the World of Disney, but there is also now a bridge that allows you to go from one end of the Marketplace over into the middle in the Landing area, and it makes it easier to navigate Disney Springs so that you don't have to get through all the crowd of people that are in front of the shops and restaurants on the Marketplace, in the Marketplace section. So if you are trying to fit Disney Springs into a trip, it is a good idea to only do it if you have enough time, obviously. So at least 4 or 5 days or more. And it's really perfect on a non-park day because you don't have to have a park ticket to go there. If you have a car, you don't have to pay for parking there. And so if you have an arrival or departure day without plans, Disney Springs is great for that. And it's also great if you have a mid-trip break day. You know, like if you're there for a week and you have 3 park days and then you want to take a break in the middle, Disney Springs makes a great place to visit on your break day because you can go for just a few hours and it's not quite as intense as if you're in a park. So I want to talk about a suggested touring plan, and this kind of just picks some of the best options that most people seem to like. There's obviously a lot more options than this, and but this is just a suggested plan. If you happen to be going to Disney Springs for an evening and you just want to do like have dinner and do some shopping. First of all, I would suggest making an early dinner reservation at a fun restaurant. If you're on site and you're taking the buses to Disney Springs, the bus stop's right in the middle and it happens to let you out near Planet Hollywood. Planet Hollywood is one of my favorite restaurants in Disney Springs. I didn't used to be, but since it reopened, I really love it, and I think it's fun for the whole family. It's got a lot of good music, and I could eat just appetizers and order a drink there, and I'd be happy. That's really fun. If you have a dinosaur lover, the T-Rex restaurant might be a great option. If you have older children or want a more refined experience, I would suggest the Boathouse, which is great food, great service, and it's right on the water. But I would suggest making an early dinner reservation at one of the good restaurants in Disney Springs. After dinner, I would head to the Lego store, which is fun to look at. Even if you don't plan on buying anything there, you can build things, you can see the big structures that they've built that are on display, and it's just fun no matter what your age is. In this area, they also have living statues who appear in the evenings. If you may be familiar with Divine, who appears at Animal Kingdom, and it's a person who, you know, is covered in leaves and she is on stilts and she moves, but they have living statues, I believe it's from the same company as Divine, who appear in the evenings in Disney Springs in the vicinity of the Lego store. And so I would just look out for them if you happen to be there when they're on the schedule. I would suggest doing some souvenir shopping at World of Disney next. This place is huge. Frankly, it gives me a ton of anxiety on par with like IKEA, you know, just really, really huge. And so I often skip World of Disney, but if you're looking for souvenirs, this is a great place to go. Next, there is a PhotoPass studio that you can go in. It is located near Ghirardelli, I believe. And if you have Memory Maker or if you have an annual pass that comes with photos, you can just go in there, get some pictures taken real quick, scan your magic band. And they just take pictures on a backdrop. I believe that the space is primarily used by people that go to the Bibbidi Bobbidi Boutique in Disney Springs. They can just go over there after they're all done up and get some pictures taken. But anybody can do it. So you might want to just stop by there, take some silly pictures. Last time we were there, they told us we stood against a screen and had no idea what was going to be on the screen. And they told us to look scared. And when the photos, we opened our account and saw the photos, it was illuminations from Epcot that they had put behind us. And so for some reason, we were scared of illuminations. But anyway, they have lots of different backdrops and you can just stop by there. It's just kind of a fun thing. And if you already have Memory Maker, then it's just a free batch of photos that you can have taken. Next, you can stop by the Ghirardelli shop for a free sample of chocolate. And if you want more than just a free sample, you could also get a sundae or some another ice cream treat from the ice cream portion of the store. If you have little ones, you might want to also, while you're in the area, take a ride on the Marketplace train and go in the Once Upon a Toy shop. If you don't have little ones, you might want to go instead in the Marketplace Co-op, which happens to be my favorite place to shop in all of Disney Springs. I know I'm not alone in that. It is a fantastic store with just tons of stuff. They have a whole luggage section. They have stuff for your kitchen. They have clothes. They have everything. It is by far my favorite place to shop. Next, you might want to customize a treat at Goofy's Candy Company. You can choose the kind of treat and toppings that you want and sort of build your own treat, and that's fun. I believe that is also snack credits if you're on the Disney Dining Plan, so that's a fun dessert if you didn't already get dessert at the Ghirardelli shop. Next, I would recommend taking the Marketplace Bridge. I mentioned to you that they built a bridge in Marketplace to help navigating be a bit easier, and I would recommend walking the bridge back so you can get closer to the middle of Disney Springs. If you would like some cute but inexpensive Disney shirts, I would highly recommend going into the Uniqlo shop. I think I'm pronouncing that correctly. It's a huge shop, huge enough to have an escalator, and the stuff there is not very expensive at all. So if you go into like World of Disney or Marketplace Co-op, you may find t-shirts for $30 or $40, whereas if you go into Uniqlo, they may be closer to like $15 or $20, and they're cute, and it's a great shop to find lots of different styles of inexpensive shirts. And finally, I would suggest stopping by the Coca-Cola store before heading out. I mentioned at the beginning, if you're staying on site and you're taking the buses, that the bus stop is near Planet Hollywood. It's also very close to the Coca-Cola store. And so before you head out, I highly recommend going to the Coca-Cola store because you can, first of all, meet the Coca-Cola bear on the second floor. And if you have Memory Maker or have an annual pass, the photos for meeting him will be added to your account. He's really cute. And then I would go up to the rooftop bar. It has a great view of Disney Springs. It's one of my favorite places to just sit and sort of take in the scenery. They do have lots of things you can purchase up there, non-alcoholic and alcoholic drinks. And I've done both, but you don't have to purchase anything at all if you don't want to. It's just a great view of Disney Springs. So this is just an example of a touring plan I'd recommend if you have an evening free. For more details on everything that's available, I will put a link in the description so that you can create a plan for your trip. I hope that's helpful, and I'll see you next time.
I hope that info was helpful to you. I, of course, do have a quick tip of the day before I wrap it up. And this was emailed in from Hope. She said, I've been preparing for our trip and checking things off my list, I realized I needed to hold our mail since we have an 8-day trip this time. I was a little panicked thinking I had run out of time to get to the post office. Luckily, I thought to go to the USPS website. The online mail hold process is very easy. You just select your dates and if you want to pick up or have your held mail delivered. Afterwards, USPS sends a confirmation email to the email you entered in the form on the website. Very easy and convenient. Much easier than going to the post office. So yes, I concur, Hope. That is much, much easier. Anything that can be done online and saves you a trip is always super helpful. And just as a sort of side note, the USPS in many areas has a service where they will email you a picture of your mail every morning. So for instance, if I don't want to go check the mail every day, I'll just check my email and it has scanned images of all my mail in the email, and I can decide, oh, it's just junk mail today, so I'll skip a day and then I'll check it tomorrow. So anyway, yes, go on USPS website. Lots of services available there. I think that'll wrap up this episode of WDW Prep to Go. For more information on this show, you can always check the show notes in the app, your podcast app, or go to the website, wjbprepschool.com. Look for podcasts at the top and then episode 161. Until next time, I will see you on the site.
When I was a kid, I thought Zootopia was this perfect place where everyone got along and anyone could be anything. Turns out, real life's a little bit more complicated than a slogan on a bumper sticker. Real life is messy. We all have limitations. We all make mistakes, which means, hey, glass half full, we all have a lot in common. And the more we try to understand one another, the more exceptional each of us will be. But we have to try. So no matter what type of animal you are, from the biggest elephant to our first fox, I implore you, try. Try to make the world a better place. Look inside yourself and recognize that change starts with you. It starts with me. It starts with all of us.